Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. I want to thank all those who are listening to me through www.livedeliverance.com. I want to welcome our new sister in the Lord, Sister Chantel, a new member who's with us, and God bless her. I want to thank Pastor John Durden, all of my friends, Pastor Rodriguez Baker, for everyone who has supported me. And I thank the Lord for all of you. We are going to get into some deeper things. We talked about the operation of God. Today, the Lord has given me something that a lot of Christians battle with. Everybody. Conflict between spirit and flesh. This is a battle. Now, I'm going to start this off with prayer. If we're going to look at the faith part of us being dead to sin in the flesh, and then we're going to look at the struggles with sin, then we're going to look at the sinful acts of the sinful nature, and what do we need to help us with this? We need faith and grace. Again, we need faith and we need grace. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Use me, O Lord. Use me as your oracle. I ask that you forgive me for all of my sins. We are all sinful, natured people. We come from our mothers and father, Adam and Eve. But we thank you for the regeneration of the new covenant through Jesus of Nazareth, who gives us a way to heaven through his blood. We thank you, O Lord, for dying on the cross for us. We thank you for giving us breath and air, and I let the believer be blessed to hearing what you would have to speak by that of the Holy Ghost. We bind every demonic spirit that will try to flesh with the mind, intelligence, sleepiness, slumber, distraction. We bind them in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Okay. Being a Christian is not easy. It's a struggle. We got demons that you're dealing with. You're born with them. You may be dealing with a generational curse. Now you got your flesh. We got to learn how to put it under subjection. No one taught me anything about this. I really started getting into understanding this since I met Pastor Wayne Thompson in 86. The flesh is a problem with everybody, including the Pope. All have sinned. Don't come to me talking about the man of God. All have sinned. I really don't like nobody to call me a man of God. Just call me Brother Emmett. I don't feel that I'm deserved to be called that independent from Christ, because my life is hidden in him, according to Colossians 3:3. My life is hidden in him. Now, if our life is hidden in us, and that scripture is in Colossians 3, verse 3, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, the spirit is alive, but your flesh can hinder you from being into the will of God by your life being hidden in Christ because of sin. Everybody deals with this. So I'm talking really to myself tonight. Hey, everybody, I don't care who you are, everybody dealing with some kind of sin, demon, something in their life. An appeal for holiness, which is in 1 Peter chapter 1, 13 through 20, is not even mentioned in the church today. So there's no emphasis on crucifying the flesh, or casting the demon out, or breaking the curse. It could be many of things that could cause hindrance to our lives. Vain thoughts, Psalms 119, verse 113. Now, we got a problem, and we are sanctified by faith. We're going to start this off. We're talking about conflict between spirit and flesh, but by the spirit realm, believers are dead to sin. In Romans 6:1, it says, what should we say then? Should we continue in sin that grace may abound? Paul challenges enormous ideas of believers. Many continue in sin and yet remain secure in Christ because of the grace of God. It's the grace of God that has us where we are at. Let's remember that. I'm going to be talking about what we need help with, faith and grace. Man, this flesh can jump up anytime. Yes, it can. It can get out of control. Your tongue has to be tamed. No man can tame the tongue. You got to put a bridle on it, Psalm 39:1. We have a lot of work to do to please God. And church, Christianity is not based on going into a church, setting up an A, learning nothing. You can't learn anything on practical living, like what I'm talking about now, sin. We have sin problems, all of us. Paul answers this astonishing distortion of doctrine of grace by emphasizing the fundamental truth. True believers are identified as being as Christ by virtue of their being baptized into Christ and into his death, so that their old life of sin is buried. Now, this is a walk. Not going to happen overnight. You know, such thing as being zapped. It took a long time for you to get into this. It took a long time. And some of us have generational spirits that's rooted in us in sin. The Lord has revealed to me a lot of sin in my family line. And it's showing me the problem that I've had over the past years of my life. How should we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? The New Testament uses several Greek words to describe sin in its vicious aspect. The most important are sins of wrongdoing, sins in the flesh, and wickedness or injustice in the eyesight of God. God doesn't want that. And we all deal with it. Why am I doing what I'm doing? You ever thought to yourself, why did I do that? You ever thought about that? Look at yourself. Well, I said, I did some stupid stuff. And I said, Lord, why did I do that? Flesh. And everything ain't no demon now. Now, the demons feed off. The demons are the carcasses to the flesh. A curse does not come without a cause, Proverbs 26:2. You got to have a cause for a curse. The curse causes shall not come. Curse causes shall not come in Proverbs. Proverbs 26:2. That's in the Bible. And you can open up doors through your flesh and put a curse on yourself, such as anger. Do you know that there's the part of the flesh that can bring a curse is the curse of anger? And a lot of people are really struggling with that. And I want you to ask God to give you grace to get the demon out of you. We can look at some scriptures concerning this. Let's look at Exodus chapter 6, verse 9. Exodus chapter 6, verse 9. And Moses spake as unto the children of Israel, but they hardened not unto Moses, but anguish of spirit. See there? And for cruel bondage, anguish of spirit. Your spirit can be angered. Now, the Bible tells us we're supposed to therefore cleanse not only our flesh, but our spirit can be filthy. Biblical reference toward that is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 7, 1. Having therefore these promise, beloved, dearly beloved, let us, that's God, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, and your spirit can be filthy, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. How can your spirit be filthy? Spirit of error, 1 John 4:6. If you read Genesis 47:9, you'll see God is using this same curse as a curse that can happen upon people who constantly stand in anger. And you may need to break the curse, and you'll probably find some relief and then cast out the spirit. Genesis 49:7. Genesis 49:7. I'm in the Exodus. Genesis 49. Oh, this Bible. I got to get another Bible, man. What is 49 verse 7? Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Cursed be their anger. Now, Some of you may have anger issues, which is part of the flesh, but it could be a curse. Now, I didn't say you have a curse. I said it could be. You and the Lord would have to do that, or let's word of knowledge come upon me, and there's a deliverance session, and the Lord tell me I would be able to deliver it. But we have to stay away from anger because it pulls us away from God. Now, in Romans 6:4 says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Should free will can block us from this. Some of us have rooted spirits. Some of you can have sexual spirits that go all the way back to your childhood where you was molested. And that spirit entered, no one never detected it in the church because most pastors don't deal with deliverance ministry. And the sexual molestation brings hurt, brings pain, especially if a young man been molested by a man, he's confused. The uncle telling him you look like a little girl. The mama said, I wish you was a little girl. And speaking spirits of homosexuality into people and don't even know what's going on spiritually. You could have alcohol, struggling with alcohol. My father was American Indian. He used to drink. I used to drink. I stopped. I don't like it. Is drinking a glass of wine a sin? No. The Bible said drink wine good for thy stomach's sake, for infirmities. There's no sin drinking a glass of wine. In Israel, that's their custom. I'm talking about drunkenness. And I'm not talking about having a glass for an alcoholic either, because if you get that wrong, you'd be talking about, well, Pastor, you told me and you got a demon of alcohol in you. Don't come calling me with that. Amen. This is a faith teaching that Paul is saying, therefore we are buried with him by baptism. But when we're going through the flesh and fighting and falling, we don't see that. This is why you need faith and grace to believe that these are benefits will happen to you when the flesh is crucified. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified. Now, Christ doesn't crucify the old man. Jesus has crucified it through his blood. This is why Paul was able to say this in Rome, in Romans. He was speaking to Gentile people. Knowing this, that our what? Old man is what? Crucified, dead to sin, buried with him in baptism. Water baptism for Christians represent his or her burial and resurrection with Christ, but it is more. When accomplished by true faith, baptism is part of the rejection of sin and our commitment to Christ, resulting in continuous flow and grace and divine love and nature by God. Baptism means identifying with Christ with his death and burial in order that we may live in union in his resurrected life by faith. As surely as Christ rose from the dead, so surely we who have access to truth will also awaken in newness of life by faith. All this is done by faith because it's a process. You're going to fall. The Bible said the righteous will fall 7 times and he get back up. I want to encourage you. Yes, it's hard. Yes, Jesus has carried the cross for us, the sin. But sin is always at the door, Genesis 4, 7. This thing, 4, 6, and 7, sin lies at the door for everybody. We cannot sleep on it. Most of our personalities are part of the sin that we dealt with. The Lord began to show me how I got schizophrenia. And then he began to reveal to me that schizophrenia was on my mother, and then I began to see it. He replayed patterns of schizophrenia in my mother and in my aunt. I ain't going to say nobody else, because if I do, they probably cuss me out or I don't want to get involved with. I don't want nobody saying what he said, but my mother and father dead, so I can use them. And as the Lord began to show me, I said, this is my problem, schizophrenia. I didn't know that. But my marriage, schizophrenia. Throughout my whole life, I did not know that. Sister Durden gave a revelation to me 14 years ago. And she said, the Lord told me, and she broke that thing down to me. I said, let's start coughing. Let me get this out of me. It's a process. Amen? So I don't want anybody to feel, God knows your heart. I'm not trying to justify sin. But this is a struggle. Paul speaks of this struggle. But we also have to do this in faith with the Lord. We can't do it another way. Romans 6:7, for he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. That's when our lives are hidden in him, according to Colossians 3:3. That's when the flesh is really dead. And it's a lifetime process. So if you know anybody who crucified the flesh and still living, please, you're going to get on this broadcast, and I guarantee you, I know signs and wonders and all kinds of stuff flowing through you. God has to have a holy vessel. You're holding your anointing based on your holiness with the Lord and grace, really. Because this is not easy. No one ever said it was going to be easy. Jesus never promised us that this would be evil. But we are alive with Christ if we believe that. In Romans chapter 6, verse 9 says, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more death, had no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. So he's already died unto sin. We need to go to him. We need to use his grace. If you fall, please do not condemn yourself. I don't care how bad the sin is. I see so many people get messed up and they begin to get legalism. And then the religious spirits begin to open. Then the spirit of perfection be trying to come on them. Look, if you made a mistake, the Bible says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Notice it says not after the flesh. So if you're not walking after the flesh, there should be no condemnation. But if you are walking in the flesh, you're going to be condemned because God doesn't want you to sin. But the devil can take that and flip it and make you feel convicted, or you need to stop praying to Jesus. Leave him alone. I remember when I was struggling with crack cocaine. Boy, that demon had me, and the devil said, well, go on, go get a hit. You done backslid it now. You'll be all right. You're just going to get just a blast or two, and $40 would be $400. I done been through that. You know, the devil attacks our thoughts. And we, not the Lord. The Lord tells us to cast down imaginations. Not the Lord. We are supposed to do it. There are things that we have to do. You see, the Lord don't have to die for sin no more. He's done it. But the Lord ain't going to zap you and crucify your flesh. That's something you got to do. God ain't going to do that for you. You have to do it yourself. I want you to look at Ezekiel 38. Now, in the flesh, the devil really deals with the soul of a human being. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the Bible says you have a body, mind, soul. That's your emotion. That's where the devil attacks you, in your mind. Now, if you keep meditating on it, a demon going to give you dreams of devils. We're going to form, and you're going to formulate and start thinking that it's the Lord and a number of demons, because it's not the mind of the Holy Ghost. So we have to understand what's coming in out of our minds, because some of it is not, most of it is not God. The Bible says in Ezekiel 38:10, thus says the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind. Uh-oh. And thou shalt think an evil thought. That is right there. You think it, you won't test the spirit. You let the imagination set in your heart. You start judging the person. Some tell you to hate the person. You don't even know who telling you that. I can tell you it's the devil. Because the Bible says whatsoever is pure, lovely, think on those things, Philippians 4:8. If it's the opposite of Philippians 4:8, it ain't God. It's the devil. And he attacks us through our minds. We have to learn how to come up against negative thoughts, thoughts that's not against God, thoughts that will bring us away from God, judgmental spirits, anger, unforgiveness. These things we got to get rid of. There are certain sins that's very difficult to get rid of, and sexual sins are very, very difficult because people use sex as a form of escape, relaxation, and it's still sinful. And some people have been entwined with certain spirits because it's generational. Now, the Lord has sent me there are some who have a gluttony problem, which is generational. Break the curse. You don't have to live under curse. in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Galatians 3:13, cursed is he who hang on a tree. Christ became a curse that we may inherit the blessings of Abraham. He was the in-between at Golgotha. The curse stopped, and he sealed it. Ain't no more curses if we're in Christ Jesus. But our thoughts is where the devil attack us. Our thoughts. He bombards you every day with some mess about the past, trying to condemn you. You know, he would tell me, and I don't hear him no more. I don't pay no attention to him because I've been doing it so long. I don't need to hear nothing he got to tell me. I remember when I was going through some serious hard times with income. I lost a lot of my audience from YouTube, which was I had 1,223, and we're still working on getting that back. And when I lost that, I lost a lot of my income. Here come the devil. Well, has he left you? I said, girl, I don't need you to tell me anything about Jesus of Nazareth because you don't want to know nothing about him because you met him. You met him in Matthew chapter 4. Go. That's all I say. I don't entertain the thought. I don't hear it. People call me, say negative stuff to me. I know I don't meditate. I get people send me crazy stuff. I don't take it personal. I just keep moving. Why? I cannot get caught up in thinking what they're saying, why they're writing it, who they're doing. I listen, I read, I don't judge, I keep it moving. Why? Because I'm working out my salvation like that. See, the devil can throw us off by looking at other people and forgetting your sin. See, when you point your finger at somebody, you got one pointing at the person, you got the thumb is in the air and three pointing right back at you. You work out your own salvation. When these thoughts come, we must bring these thoughts into captivity. Because if we don't, we will live some of the imaginations that the demons are trying to present to us. And that's not walking in the spirit. That's walking in your flesh. 2 Corinthians 10:1. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who is present, and base among you, but things absent and bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be told when I am present with the conference wherein I think to be bond against some which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. That's not our problem. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. See, they're spiritual, the thoughts, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This Jesus don't do. You have to do this. Casting down imagination, the thoughts of the devil tell you about your wife, and you here you is hearing them demons. As you go over there, see with another man. Or the demon tell you about your husband. See how he looking at somebody. Now, if you got rejection in you, your soul going to pick that up. If you've been hurt, if you've been abused, your soul going to pick that up and shoot right back at that person. And this is what causes arguments because people are not dealing with it spiritually. When people talk to me or call me or write me or whatever, I listen, I read it, I don't judge it. The Holy Spirit don't tell me to say nothing, I don't say nothing. I keep it moving. Why? I'm working out my own salvation because the devil always wants to stop you from pleasing God. He doesn't want you to crucify the flesh. He definitely don't want you to look at yourself because if you look at yourself, you ain't able to judge nobody. The Bible says that judge not, yes, that ye be judged. The same way that you judge another, the Father in heaven should judge you also. Matthew 7:1. Keep it to yourself. Stick to your own business. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Make an aberration, lead a quiet life, and tend to your own hands, which is profitable to you. Work your thing out. Philippians 2:9-10. Work out your own salvation. Look at you. Our warfare against spiritual forces of evil. Therefore, worldly weapons such as aggression, politics, solutions, human intelligence, talents, wealth, organization, skills, eloquency, charisma, are not any sufficient to the devil's weapons. The only weapons adequate to defend the forces of Satan and unrighteousness is the blood of Jesus. False teachings and false teachers are those God gives such as of the blood and the authority and yet not use it. So You got to protect yourself because you got demons, doctrines of devils trying to come at you, trying to move you to believe the word of God. If it's not in the word of God, it's doctrines of devils. I don't hear it. Now, the Bible tells us now the Spirit speaketh expressing that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience scared with a hot iron. See, that's the flesh. When you're walking in the flesh like that, you do anything. Forbidden to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe it and know it not the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Any of your foods you eat, anything you eat is sanctified by prayer. Remember that. Don't get under the law. I can't eat chicken and pork. Stay away from that because the Bible just said it. Anytime you eat it, you can do it. That was under the Old Testament. We're under the New Covenant now. So when these thoughts come to us, be aware that the mind is the battleground and the thoughts originated within us comes from the enemy. It comes directly from Satan. Do not take every thought and think that it's of God. Test the spirits. You got to learn how to test who's talking to you up there. Did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? I, Jesus, come in the flesh. How to test the spirit? Did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Well, Pastor, what are you talking about? Test the spirit. Well, the Lord tells us to test the spirit. We need to know what's coming in our thoughts. We need to cast down something that's not of God. That's part of the battle that we have to deal with. People are not taught that. That's a battle that we got to do. That's something that we have to do. We have to cast down imaginations. We have to reject that thought. We have to test the spirit, not Christ, you. In 1 John 4:1, he said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether that they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God." Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And if it don't confess that Jesus Christ come in the flesh, it's not of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Wherefore ye have heard, and it should come, and even already it is in the world. So, somebody come up to you. Let me give you an example of how to test the spirit. I was on a radio show. I broke away because I don't get involved with politics and Donald Trump Christians. I stay out of all that. Stay out of all of that. They ain't nothing but the devil, biting, all that. Don't bring none of that to me. I teach the gospel of Jesus of Nazareth. And I was on this other radio station, but I had broke away from this guy because he doesn't speak in tongues. I ain't going to get a name. This is a radio station. But this prophet Drew, I called in. Now, the Lord just told me to move out of a building. I was paying $900 a month on a building I had in College Park, Georgia, on Phoenix Boulevard. And I stayed there 6-7 months. The Lord told me, you need to move here. Now, how I got in there at first, I didn't have enough room for a radio station. And I didn't understand that you could do that at home. I knew nothing about internet radio. But anyway, make a long story short, as I begin to listen to this man tell me, the Lord told me that you're going to get a building. I just left a building the Lord told me to get away from. And then when I moved away from the building, I saved $900. I'm glad I did because I was just getting started in the ministry. And here these bills go every month. My light bill go up. I had to pay for streaming services. I had to pay for Geek Squad, 501c3, file tax. There's a lot of stuff you have to do with an internet radio station. And the Lord prepared me for it. Now, this dude's going to tell me, in 6 months, you're going to get another building. I said, okay, I'll wait in 6 months to get back with you. No, you need. I said, no, you don't force nothing down me. The Bible said, test the spirit. I'll get back with you. 6 months, I called him back. I said, you're a lying prophet. I test the spirit. The Lord told me, I ain't tell you to get no building because he just got me out of one. Well, Pastor, that's easy. You don't have to test the spirit for that. You have to test the spirit for everything. Because you got thoughts coming to you. You got things on the airways coming to you. You got subliminal messages coming to you on TV that's in the world. That's why he said, be in the world, but don't be of the world. You got messages coming to your thought problem, your thought process when you watch commercials that's hidden. and all to attack you in your fleshly mind. So test the spirit. Know what's of God, knows not. Get those imaginations out your mind. Don't entertain them. Go away from me in the name of Jesus. Go. Leave me alone. Go. Go away. Tell them to leave. Go. Because we are dealing with a struggle. Paul preaches about this struggle in Romans chapter 7, verse 14. He said, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin. Now turn to 1 Corinthians 3:3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3:3. For ye are yet carnal, that's in the flesh. For wherein there is among you envy, strife, and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? So you're carnal when you act like that. Carnality. And God doesn't want us to walk in carnality. He wants us to walk in the spirit. But this is a struggle because Paul says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am what? Carnal, soul under sin. Because of Jesus, we are free from sin now. Jesus took the place of Melchizedek, Hebrews 7. He is the high priest of Melchizedek. He took all of them. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. No other prophet sits at the right hand of the Father but Yeshua. He has paid the price for this sin. We have to walk in his grace, but there is a struggle. Now, this is going to take more than one series of teaching, so I'm not going to rush into it. But I want to show you the struggle side. And then tomorrow we'll pick up where we need help at. We need help with faith and grace. And then we're going to also tomorrow look at the acts of the sinful nature so that we can recognize them, repent, get under grace, fast, cast the demon out, fight the thing, man. Fight. And keep asking the Lord to forgive you. Just hang in there. Don't quit. Whatever you do, do not give up your walk with the Lord. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. That's all of us who's walking in this flesh. When we go do something, that's the flesh. That's the one that needs to be crucified. When you're acting like this, those are signs that you got to crucify. Say, I don't have time to worry about people. People call me, they want to talk about somebody. I ain't got time for that. Don't come bringing me no gossip with nobody. This is such and such a sister, but I ain't into that. I'll help you with your personal problem. You start, well, what about brother? What about him? Worry about yourself because this is not easy. Crucifying the flesh is not easy. We've been used to sinning. We're used to sinning. I know I was. I just saw the Roman Catholic priest after communion. He's smoking a cigarette, drinking liquor, playing bingo. So I saw religion and sin both together. And throughout my life as a Catholic, I compromised my walk with God all the way at Fellowship of Faith. Why was that? False doctrine. Looking at an example of a priest drinking, well, if he can drink, hell, I can drink. That's what I said. My mama drinking with the priest, they Catholics, and they run back up in church and do the sign of cross and run, and after that, the bingo air Friday. Fish, gumbo, shrimps. I'm from Mobile, Alabama, baby. They bring the crawfish in Mobile. Ooh, I miss them. That's one thing I miss about my hometown. Alabama, that crawfish. Amen. But I didn't know. See, we can get caught up in the wrong church, wrong doctrine, and not be taught this stuff. This is a battle. Paul says that. He says, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. All of us can relate to that. You don't have to be no rocket scientist to go through this. Everybody go through this. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is what? Good. Now then, it is no more I that do it. Watch this. But sin that dwelleth in me. Now, hold on to that and go to Genesis 4:7. In Genesis 4:7, it says, if thou dost well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou dost not well, sin, S-I-N, lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. See, sin lieth at our door every day. So we don't have time to be gossiping about nobody. We ain't got no time to be angry, because when you're angry, it pulls you away from God. God does not like anger. Why are you angry? And who are you angry at? Let it go. Don't let no bitterness spring up trouble you. Hebrews 12:15. That hinders you. So Paul is telling us the struggle he had. He said, now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. That includes any pastor. I don't care who. Ain't no such ordained man, so ordained that he don't have flesh. A bunch of bull. Don't come with me talking about Holy Father. Because all of us have came short of the glory of God. I don't look up to preachers. Don't look up to me. Look up to the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Do not idolize me. You don't want my sins. You don't know what I'm dealing with. I'm a war veteran. I got demons. Yes, I do. And I get deliverance every Friday with Sister Durden. Every Friday. Yeah, we all got demons. We all dealing with sin. Ain't nobody here perfect. We need to cut the pride out and try to stop trying to please people and act holy and deal with this personal between you and the Lord to change your life so that your life can be better in Christ. Don't look at me. No, you look at Jesus. I ain't never tell nobody to follow me. Follow. He say, follow me. Matthew 4:19, I'll make you fish of men. He say, follow me. That's the problem with the church now. There's a lot of idolatry in the church. People up-listen to pastors so much. Lady called me and said the man was, she was married to her husband, and the man just learning the Lord. He's new, and he don't know the Bible as much as the pastor. And the pastor said, and the Lord told me that man's morale is broke. I told that lady, I said, ma'am, listen to me. You hurting your husband. God gave me word now. She didn't know that. I said, talk about what your husband teach you. When you're a woman and you're married, you're under your husband's covering. You ain't under no husband, no pastor's covering. Now, if you go to church, you're under his covering. When he say amen, you come right back up under your husband. If you're a single woman, you come under your father until you're married. If you don't have a father, you come under your spiritual father. I have spiritual sons. I have spiritual daughters. Rodriguez Baker is a spiritual son of mine. I got a sister in India. She's a spiritual sister of mine. Then Paul says in Romans chapter 7, verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Every one of us that dealing with this shows you that you got a problem in the flesh. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find in a law that when I would do good, look at this, evil is present within me. So the Holy Spirit can dwell in sin. It don't like it. In Ezekiel chapter 8, there was a hole in the wall in the temple, and God saw creeping things in Ezekiel 8:8. And those creeping things represent demons in the temple. Jesus had to flush them out. They were selling and buying in the house. It's the inside that God wants to clean out of us, not the out. Church with no deliverance work on performance. Inspiration, no revelation. Deal with the flesh. Nobody even teach nothing about the flesh and crucifying. Don't nobody even talk about the sinful natures. We're going to really get into that tomorrow. The sinful nature, what they are. Then Paul says in Romans chapter 7, 28, but I see another law in my member, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Flesh opens up the door to any sin. The flesh has to be crucified. There is a war going on whether you want to believe it or not. But you better get with the program, because if you don't get with the program, you're going to get wiped out. The Bible says in Galatians 5:16, then I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. (Clears throat) For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. What? The will of God. You can't do the will of God. You're backwards and forth, backwards and forth all your life. There are sins that follow people since they was a child and still dealing with the same sins. Everybody raise your hand. That includes me, everybody. We got something in us. Ain't no holy men nowhere here. Only one man is holy, Jesus of Nazareth. I don't care the vessel, whoever, Jesus of Nazareth got to show here, baby. Ain't no Dr. Lil Mo, ain't none of that. It's Jesus of Nazareth. He's holy. That's who we need to come. We need to ask for his mercy, ask for his grace. Lord, show me how to get out this mess. Teach me your word, Lord. Lord, help me crucify the flesh. Get on a fast. Fast. That flesh do not want to submit to the will of God. It's a rebel. And anyone told me that they got it under control, they'll lie. Because this is a daily walk. Day by day. Some days you win, some days you lose. But guess what? If we confess our faults, he is just and able to forgive all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9, and throw it into the sea of forgiveness, Psalms 103:11-12. It is of the mercies of the Lord that his compassion fell not, Lamentations 3:17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life, John 3:16. He's the Prince of Peace, the Alpha, the Omega, not the pastor. He's the anointed one. Ain't no pastor die on no cross for nobody. Ain't no bishop die on no cross for nobody. Ain't nobody still in my Lord and Savior Jesus of Nazareth glory. I ain't going to let you, not on my show. It's all about Yeshua, the Messiah here. And we need to yield to him. And we need to learn what's in us. What's making us act like this? God will show you. The Holy Spirit will probe that thing and show you. And you find yourself praying and you get imaginations of stealing or lust or whatever. That's a spirit coming after you. Start praying against it. Say, get away from me. Come out of me. Fight it off. We got work to do. Amen. Hope that you enjoyed this series. We're going to pick back up tomorrow, and we are going to look at the acts of the sinful nature. What are those? And what helps us with this problem? It's called faith and grace. I want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministry. My name is Emmett Overton. It is a blessing to be here with all of you. You can please sow a seed. If you'd like to be a cyberman, please do so. You can join us. You can email me at overtonnavy1@gmail.com. All members here get in front line of deliverance because they're tithers. They sow a seed. They're my members. Non-church members have to go behind the church members. That's how it works here. If you're at a church, the pastor look after his own. I don't mind you going from Pillsbury Baptist over here for deliverance, but you keep going back over there, you're going to keep coming back with me because you're going back with some doctrine that ain't cool with Jesus. Mark 3:15, he says, cast out demons, heal the sick, preach the gospel. You got to do all three or you ain't cool with Jesus. It ain't going to work. So don't go backwards and forth. Find a good, if you can't find a place here, come join us, set up under us. You don't have to have a building. You know, the church began in the house in the first century days. I hope that some of you knew that. Some of you may not have known that. But the early church existed in homes. Acts 1:12. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day journey. Verse 13. And when they were come up, they went into an upper room. It was a room they went in to get the Holy Ghost, not a church. Remember that. In Acts chapter 20, verse 20, you can get the word right here live on this internet. It ain't got to be around no building. Acts 20:20 to seal this. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house. This is Apostle Paul going from house to house. Paul says it also in Acts 28:30-31. And Paul dwelt there 4 whole years in his own hired house. He rented a house for 4 years and received all that came into him. Acts 28:30-31. Well, we come into your house right now by computers. Not by how Paul did it, but by technology. So you still in church where there are two or more gathered together, therefore I am in the what? In the midst. Acts 28:13, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, and forbidding him unto the churches in thy house. Phinomians, chapter 1:2. So the church was in the house. We're in our house now. This is how it started. God's getting away from these church buildings. They ain't teaching nothing. They need to get rid of them, tear all them down if they ain't casting out no demons. I'm sick of it. Bunch of junk, a bunch of watered-down gospel, feel-good message, no conviction, nothing about the Holy Ghost, nothing about holiness. Definitely ain't talking about no demons. And please just don't get in no generational curses, because we ain't dealing with that. We're going to come here and talk about Noah the Ark. Yeah, Jesus. And please turn to St. John Divine, chapter 5, please. My name is Dr. C.D. McNicholson here, and we want to thank you for coming, sounding like you all holy. Enough of that. People are dying because of this mess. I get the telephone calls. Enough. Come out of that mess. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Come join here. We ain't the perfect. I'm not the perfect pastor. I don't speak eloquently. I speak simple, because Jesus says the simplicity of Christ is what it's all about. It's about you having a personal relationship. You can join this ministry and grow, not by me, but by the word of God. I'm not going to grow you. The word will grow you. Jesus will grow you, and your free will to learn whom Christ Jesus here at Live Deliverance to the Net Radio. We're apostolic. We're Sabbath keepers. We do have members that's not Sabbath keeper. They still want to be members. That's fine. When we educate and teach, they make that decision on their own. It would be a blessed time, because the Sabbath is a very holy day. A lot of word of knowledge come on me on Fridays. I really enjoy teaching on Friday and Saturday, because Jesus did it. Jesus never taught on no Sunday. This is why the church so messed up today. We had enough of buildings. We have enough of T.D. Jakes. We have enough of inspiration. We need a personal relationship, and you need to be taught. We have teachings here that we provide for you with Derek Prince, an excellent teacher, Frederick Casey Price, Pigs in the Parlor, Frank Hammond. We got Win Worley. We got myself. We got Pastor Steve Lee. We got Pastor Rodriguez Baker. We got Pastor Earl from Jamaica in Mapin. We have a deliverance minister on Monday nights on live deliverance stream. He is a deliverance minister also on Sundays. So bring yourself to home. Learn the word of God. Be a member here. Also, sow a seed and keep us on air. Please sow a seed. Go to www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand corner and make a pledge to keep us on air. God bless you. Shalom. Come into the Blog Talk Room, air code 646-378-1857. God bless you. We're going to go into the room and open up comments. Shalom, and we'll see you if it's the will of the Lord tomorrow. Good night. Don't forget to sow a seed, left-hand corner, www.livedeliverance.com on the left-hand side. God bless, and thank every last one of you who have supported me through their finances and their prayers. Shalom. Rodriguez Baker, SEAL Team.
Yes, sir. Always a great word. Always convicting. Always a heart opener if you receive it. It's always something that you can take from it and grow with. You know, you could tell that the Holy Spirit speak through you. You could tell you spend a lot of time with the Spirit of God, because there's a lot of conviction. That's one thing I learned about Christ. You know, we tend to believe that Christ is going to deal with everybody else around us, but God's going to deal with us first before he deal with anybody else around. He's going to deal with our hearts, our issues. And it brings a lot of conviction and change if you're open to it. So always a great word, great teaching, and a blessing.
I appreciate that, Brother Rodriguez, because the Lord is showing me that people ain't learning that, man.
No.
They ain't learning nothing. They're not learning nothing. It hurts me. They're comfortable. Come on, Pastor. They're comfortable in their sin.
You know,
I can't be comfortable in my sin. Come on, man.
You know, one thing I've learned since, you know, spending time with Christ, it shows me that if you are a vessel of God and a pastor or whatever your status is, and you have a lot of people like you, something is wrong. If a lot of people like you, as a pastor, something is wrong. Because I always thought that was backwards, that Jesus had all the hate, but everybody liked you, though, as a pastor or evangelist or apostle. Mm-hmm. So that's what we need back today. That conviction today.
Yep. People want to be entertained in the church, Rodriguez, and they're going for God for the wrong reason. The Lord showed me, I saw him in the spirit, sloth. The Lord showed him to me. He's a demon of mammon. The Lord showed me in a vision. Look at him. He was looking at the gold more than just protecting God's throne. And he told Satan, I want this gold. I don't want this possession of gold. People are attracted by things God created, but they don't want God himself.
Right. Absolutely. Just like tithing.
God showed
me that as well.
Oh, now let me say, everybody, this is a testimony here, this brother here. Now, let me say, there's a lot of people out here that don't understand the position of tithing. Let me speak on this one because I know this man. This man has supported this ministry. I remember when he was 19 years old and would get in a bus and Brother John would pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when he didn't have no job, he would tithe. I remember when he had a job, he would tithe. I remember when he was in the army, I always told him, ask the Lord to forgive you. Keep going. I never, ever beat him upside the head. I loved him. He corrected me. We all can be corrected by one another. The Bible says that we are supposed to help each other like that. Not nowadays. People get offended if someone tells you something to change. If I'm in error, hey, don't let me be you say you my brother and you got me in error and I'm going to look like a fool. No, I don't mind being corrected. And I saw what this brother do. Brother Rodriguez is a supporter of this ministry. I thank him and his wife. Man, look, the God has used this man many times. And every time he tithe, it's a bill always on time. And I've seen what God do to his life. I've seen how God blessed him. I see the home God blessed him with. The Lord will give you those things if you tithe. This brother ain't lacking nothing. I saw him come from nothing to something. And the Lord is blessing him with a clothing line. That's right, Rodriguez Baker, right here, a clothing line. Am I lying to the Holy Ghost or not?
No, sir. Absolutely right.
That's the Lord. I done seen what tithing do. I pay into the broadcast for Pastor Earl. He's a pastor. I sow a seed into him. I pay to stream his stuff. Every time he get on air, I pay every month for that. We all have to give out. And Rodriguez, I saw him. I saw him click on the tie. He learned that quicker than deliverance.
Yep.
And God always came through. This brother has been through it. I don't want to share some things he's been through because he made that woman. I done seen him really, really go through it. And I was close to Lord Jesus, because I'm close to him. Rodriguez, you mind if I can share it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't like when the police pull this man over. They pulled this man over and degraded him. This is my brother in Christ. Not only is he my brother in Christ, he's a comrade. He's a veteran, a United States veteran, an ex-police officer getting pulled over. The devil is a lie. And this man went through unnecessary stuff. I saw God carry him through it, and he never quit on God. We prayed. God got him out. And God's still with him to this day, and the Lord has blessed him with a son, and he has three beautiful children and a wonderful wife. Don't tell me that God can't bless, because he can.
Absolutely. Now, I'll piggyback off
right.
of this, though. I will say this. Yes, tithing is good, but also make sure your motive is right. That's some God showed me.
Thank you.
Sometimes we can be tithing, you know, to sow
That's
a
right.
seed and expect God to bless you with something materially. Or you tithe
right.
it because you like the pastor, or you don't tithe because you don't like the pastor. Make sure your motive
That's right.
is correct and aligned with God, because it's not the money that blesses the motives, it's the obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's right. That's right, brother. You're hitting it right on head. You're hitting it right on head. He is right. And when you tithe, you don't tithe to the pastor. You're supposed to be doing it unto the Lord. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. Now, I've seen the Lord bless this brother. I've seen the Lord use him so many times. I said, well, Lord, I don't know where it's coming from. I just trust God. I don't call or borrow no money. Brother John didn't help me. Sister Durden didn't help me. But this brother here, He's been through thick and thin with me, and I'm not letting nobody separate my friendship with him. No politics, no human being. Don't come with me with that mess, because I'm going down when Baker go down. I'm going down with him. We're jumping out the same plane. Oh, we soldiers. See, me and Baker, we got a lot in common. I'm from the street. He's from the street. I was street. I started to say in, but I'm at Lord to catch me. I was a street person. You know, I was out there bringing it. You know, and both of us was out there. So we military. We from the street. We done seen it. We done it. We done did it. And this is why we are in Christ Jesus, because God has called all of us unto him. God has called every last one of you who's listened to us. God loves us. God wants to bless us. But we get in the way with our flesh. We don't want to give up certain sins. We start judging people. We start getting angry at people. We start getting unforgiveness. And we lose what the true love of Christ is within us by destroying ourselves with our own imagination.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God bless you, Brother Rodriguez. God bless you, man. Love you here.
Yes, sir. Love you too, man.
Hey, Sil T need to call and just hang tight tonight by 11:30. Please be up. Just to chat. Please.
Tempo.
I'll call you at 11 because I've talked to Rodriguez all the time. My brother John is my friend, Rodriguez. I've been knowing Brother John and Rodriguez the same time. Brother John's my best friend.
Yes,
the Lord used him to ordain me. He used him to ordain me, man. They didn't even want to ordain me. They ain't ordained no deliverance minister. And I went to this man and finna commit suicide. I got tired of them running them drugs and that crack and all that 14, 15, 16 years ago. And I've been his friend. His daughter became a staff member of mine because she started hearing demons, and she'd been with me 15 years. I've been knowing Rodriguez since the beginning of this ministry. And I tell you, God works. God's words work. The only thing that we have a problem is that we don't apply his word. We get in the way. We can't blame Christ for these things. He done died for us. He done gave his blood. He done gave us the Holy Ghost. He's given us dynamis. He's given us the nine gifts. He's given us grace, mercy. We have angels. What more do we need?
Mm-hmm.
Chaplain John Durden, you got the mic.
Hello, I enjoyed the comments, my brother here in the Lord, but it was really neat, and it was comprehensible in the whole nine yards. But one thing that really touched my heart is the one I'm trying to get into. That's we have to monitor our thoughts. Just because we're thinking it, that don't necessarily mean it is us. So I like that what you cited, Brother Emmett. And, you know, and just so happened, I have two little scriptures up on the wall, and all dealing with thoughts, you know, because I thought in my old days, we got our own mind. God gave us mind. We don't need nothing else. But, you know, your sermon or teaching touched three basic notes I got on my wall. One says, for the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That's right.
1 Corinthians 2:14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? And then I'm through. One more. You're about to close and everything else, and the Holy Spirit gave you another scripture, and I forgot about that scripture. I looked at it. You talk about Ezekiel 10:30. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come to thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And that's what God got me focusing on. I got all the scriptures on my wall, and the scripture relating to thoughts. The mind of man plans his way, but his heart checks his style. And the last one, commit your plans and thoughts to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established.
Wow.
So that's it.
That's right.
Minister to me to say, amen.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, God work.
See, we all in this together. We are all in this. See, the flesh don't want to submit to God. And let me say this here. Rodriguez, you can correct me. Brother John, you can correct me. I got to say this. Black churches need to stop this inspiration and really get into the ministry of deliverance and cut all this foolishness out. All this revelation. I mean, all this inspiration, no revelation in the church. Nobody casting out demons. T.D. Jakes is not a preacher. He's an inspirational speaker. That man ain't teaching us nothing. We don't need no stirrers. We done been through a lot as a race of people. We need Jesus of Nazareth. Every race needs Jesus. Everybody on this earth, black, white, brown, purple, blue, we need Jesus. There's no name under heaven whereby man can be saved but the name of Jesus, Acts 4:12. See, we double-hearted, Psalms 12:2. We have a double mind. We waver, James 1:6. We're going backwards and forth, in and out with the Lord, and in the Lord and out of the Lord, and in the Lord, Lord forgive me, then you're back in his kingdom. Now you're back in the... See, each time we sin, we come out the kingdom of God. There's two kingdoms, Matthew 12:26 and 12:28. And then you get bewitched. Galatians 3:1 says, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? You've been tricked by the devil." Satan is deceiving the world. Our salvation don't come through no president of the United States. It comes through Jesus of Nazareth. We don't need to get involved. We need to serve Jesus of Nazareth because he is the deal. He's the first and the beginning. He's the everlasting, and he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he wants to bless you. And people don't have a relationship with the Lord. God wants you to have a relationship with him, a personal relationship. How many hours you study a day? You know, the Lord is telling me, oh, there's a lot of people here have a Martha spirit, a performance spirit. God doesn't want you. Martha could not sit down. Jesus said, sit down and listen to my words. We're moving around. We're doing this. We're doing that. But do we really seek ye first the kingdom of God? Do we? How many hours you study a day? Do you fast? Do you fast? I fasted Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for 3 straight years. And God gave me a lot of revelation in the ministry. And I said unto Derek Prince, which I'll tell everybody, listen to ministers who have the anointing. I would prefer that anybody that's listening to his live deliverance, please go to listen to Derek Prince. If you want to learn, because he's burning wheels right now. And A.A., what's that other brother, Rodriguez, you told me? A.A.,
A.A. Allen, that's old school right there.
A.A. Allen, old school. Smith, yeah. Wigglesworth, that's old. That's real Christianity. Christianity is soft nowadays. Everybody want to be a Christian, but everybody's not a Christian. In order to be a Christian, you got to want to be, you have to suffer. We don't want to suffer. We got to suffer for righteous sake. We don't want that. We want to be entertained. And we don't have no time to be entertaining. That's out because the devil is destroying families, people every day. He's bringing lying spirits on TV. He promotes homosexuality worldwide. Go ahead, Bacon, talk about it, because you need to tell these folks about what these young people, about this guy named Najee. This brother here needs Jesus back. Go ahead and tell them about him, Bacon. This guy needs Jesus. And he black, destroying people, black and white folks, listen to that crazy mess. God don't care what color you are. I mean, Steve, the devil don't care what color you are, as long as he can use you. Who that guy is, Baker, a brother, you told me about that guy, man. I was shocked when you showed me that, Rodriguez. That hurt me, man.
Yeah, man, he's a rapper named Lil Nas X. You know, he's a vessel for Satan, man, using to deceive a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like Pastor said, it's not just him. It's the devil using a lot of people in a lot of many different ways, no matter the race. You know, just like God wants a vessel to manifest his power through, Satan will too. You know, so that's why, you know, as a parent, I would encourage you parents to be careful what you allow your children to see, what they listen to, because the influence is really strong out here these days. The influence is right there in your face, easy, you know, so much of blasphemy. It's so much blasphemy of Christ and God these days that it's not even like, there's no conviction about it no more. I remember when I was growing up, we were scared to cuss on a Sunday. We were scared to ride past the church and music too loud, man. And just blasphemy.
We get whooped across the street. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It's very disrespectful, you know, and I really encourage you, the body of Christ to really wake up and seek God for yourself and not to be feeding on this nonsense. You know? And I'm talking about the church. I'm not talking about the world. The church is very, very, very opposite today of what the Word of God says.
That's so true, Rodriguez. People compromise God where people want to be entertained. You're not going to get entertained here. We're operating in a word of knowledge. We believe in speaking in tongues. We believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm a Sabbath keeper. I rest on the Sabbath. I believe in all the nine gifts. I believe in casting out demons. I believe in the word from Genesis to Revelation. And when God showed me in the Bible that, yes, and separation from the world, I don't like the world. Ain't nothing in the world that Christians need to be dependent on. No, but you know what? People are. They're dependent on everything but Jesus. Where's the faith at nowadays? Everybody wants, and when Rodriguez, you showed me that thing about Najee, man, look, I couldn't sleep. I stayed up in your room. I said, Lord, Hammer, and I thought about my brother's children, and I thought about some other people who had children, and I sent that to them, and my sister called me, and she told me, my niece, her daughter, child, in there watching Najee, she said, get that mess off. And that man is having sex with the devil. And these men don't have no clothes on. I said, what is this? I ain't never saw nothing like that, man.
You know, man, that's how wicked, you know, society has got. There's no regard for purity, no regard for God. You know, like I said, I mean, when I was growing up, you know, our parents weren't perfect, but if certain things you weren't allowed to see on TV, certain things you weren't able to listen to, you know, whether they was believers or not, it was just, you know, how it goes. But now it's very disrespectful, you know, even with my kids. I'll be careful who my kids play with you, baby, because these kids, they so disrespectful. They be cussing and they be 10, 11, 12 years old talking about sex, and I don't want those transfer spirits on my children. So
that's right.
I'm learning to be very, very, as a parent, God showed me that I'm not only responsible for my children's physicality, but I'm also responsible for their spiritual upbringing, you know, even if they don't understand and even if they don't, it hurts them. It's for their own good. And keep their butts out of,
yeah, the devil.
Out of trouble.
Very few men are doing that. Watch what your children listen to. Watch what they watch. I had a lady call me and she told me, oh, my daughter's in the room playing with a Ouija board. I said, what? Oh, it's a Christian. We had Ouija board night in the church. Ouija board night. What is this?
Celebrating Halloween.
Halloween on church. Let me tell you something. Stay out of Halloween. It's an evil holiday. It does not represent Christianity. It's the Black Sabbath where a human sacrifice dies on 12 midnight to mock Christ at 3 in the morning. Satanists do not believe in Jesus. They hate Jesus. And Halloween is their Christmas. That's their celebration of the devil. By blood, by urine, or human sacrifice. Satanic ritual abuse is real. Evil is real. We need to stop trusting in all this mess on this earth, politics, all this garbage, and trust. The Bible said trust in the Lord. It didn't say trust in the NAACP. It said trust in the Lord. It didn't say trust in Minister Farrakhan. It said trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not into thy own understanding. God wants us to trust in him, not in any man, not in any institution, but the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. His word will never, ever go away. My sister in California, and James Jones is coming up next. Brother James, sister in California, Sister Chantel, you got the mic.
Hi, God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Overton.
Yes, ma'am.
I received everything that you set out tonight, and every time I listen to you, I always receive everything that you have to say, and I just want to thank you and God bless you, and I'm just so blessed to be under your teaching.
I humbly give all credit to the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Him only, I take not his glory, I'm just a servant. And I'm humbly say, bless you for that, and I will call you after I get off air.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you.
Okay. All right. Brother James Jones, good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's good to hear your voice again preaching, Emmett. It's good to hear you preaching on an anointing, so it's a good message you guys are giving. Just thought I'd say hello, but we are all responsible for how we raise up our kids in godliness and make sure that we teach them, you know, how to trust God and believe in Christ, because their generation is not really being reached by the ministers and by the preachers. today, their generation is really being neglected. There's so much competition through social media and other avenues to steal their attention. That
you know why, Brother James?
First line. The parents are the first line responsibility to teach the kids, and then if the preachers, they're also their responsibility. The parents' primary responsibility first.
That's so true. And the problem is that parents take their children and they send them to the church, and the husband don't even know the Bible. He don't know the word, and he goes send his wife to send them to somebody. He don't. A man who's married needs to know the word of God. How are you going to lead your family unless you submit to Christ? It comes with the responsibility of the family, and it's a curse. It's a cycle of poverty. It's a curse. God wants us to have the richness. Churches nowadays are choking out revelation. There was many churches in the book of Revelation, but there was only one that got his attention, the Church of Philadelphia. It was a deliverance ministry. You cannot help nobody without the minister of deliverance. I don't care what church. You go to a Baptist church, they do not do deliverance there. How are you going to get the demon out of you there? Who's going to tell you about the generation? They don't even speak in tongues. The Bible says tongues are a sign for those who don't believe, 1 Corinthians 14:22. Forget the doctrine of the church and look at the doctrine of the word of God. The doctrine of the word of God. God bless everybody. Brother James, you have anything else to say before we bring some praise and worship in?
No, it was nice to hear Brother John. I haven't talked to Brother John in a long time, so got a number of new guests I've never heard, but nice to hear all you guys.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless everybody. Please sow a seed to livedeliverance.com at www.livedeliverance.com. We have a new song from my best friend, Brother Jermaine Edwards. I am in Spanish Town, Jamaica. I live in Jamaica. I have Jamaican citizenship, and I'm in the United States only maybe two or three months, but my primary base is in Kingston, Jamaica. God bless everyone. Shalom to you, and I have a beautiful song before we close. We want to give all credit to our Lord and Savior, Jesus of Nazareth.
Hey people, how you doing? This is Jermaine Edwards, and you're listening to Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio with Apostle Overton, and trust me, it's been a blessing. I want you to tell you, people who supported music and loving my music, I want to thank you for even listening, and you know, very, very soon, my CDs will be available, and actually, you can get my CDs now, and you can call 770-4565-708, again, 770-4565-708. 708. All my CDs will be available on this website. So just keep it locked. And it's also on iTunes and Amazon and all those different, just all you have to do is go to Google and type in my name, Jermaine Edwards, and you'll see my music. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Sister Santel. Sister Santel? Okay. All right. Okay, brother. All right, Jermaine. Thank you so much here. Okay, bye-bye.